Good morning, everyone. This is Brother Wilmer here again this morning with the morning devotional. I greet you all in the name of our dear Savior, Jesus Christ's name. This week, I have been reading little clips from a book of martyrs and reading about people that in this day, in the day that we live in, are still giving their lives for the sake of the gospel. And the more I think about it, the more that I realize that there is, you know, Jesus came. Jesus, the creator of the universe, the author and the finisher of our faith. He was willing to come. He was willing to come to the earth. He was willing to be born of his own creation. He was willing to be condensed down to the size of that couldn't be seen by the human eye. He was willing to be born of his own creation. He was willing to be born from someone that he himself helped to create. He was willing to be helpless in the arms of his own creation. He was willing to make himself helpless. He was willing to come and to submit to his own creation. He was willing to come to be baptized by someone that he helped to create. He was willing to be baptized by the water that he created. He was willing to come and to show us the way. He was willing to come to show us the Father. He also came and showed us the way to have victory over death, grave, and hell. You know, he allowed his own creation to nail him to the cross. There was a joy that was set before him. There was absolutely no question in his heart. He knew, and he looked. He saw the joy that was set before him, and he went through all these things. The biggest struggle that Jesus had was to be separated from God for the sake of the world, to take all our sins away. But he victoriously rose again, and you know, with knowing that, with knowing our Savior, with knowing our Father, through these examples, we can also look forward and see beyond death. You know, the stories that I read this week, the question to the natural-minded man, and not only to the natural-minded man, it can come even to the Christians that are strong in mercy. The question comes, how can Jesus just sit back in this day, and there's more people today being murdered and martyred for his name's sake? How can he just sit back? But the reason that he can sit back is for the same reason he was able to go through it himself, for the joy that's beyond that. You see, Jesus fully understands that there comes a day when the persecutors can no longer have at it, or have at it at the Christian person. The persecutor can only go so far. After that, after that, that person, excuse me, that person can come face to face forever and ever to be with his Creator, the author and the finisher of his faith. You know, as a father, the love that we have for our children, and I know this affects fathers in different ways. It affects mothers different ways. For some of us, we've experienced things and different things in our lives, and for some of us, it's harder for us to imagine to sit back and watch one of our sons or one of our daughters being martyred for their faith. You know, it would be hard, but if we can see beyond death, the Bible tells us that we are not to fear those that can persecute us and even put us to death, but we are to fear the one that has the power to throw us into hell forever. You know, some people struggle with that. And I probably should look up that verse, but you all are welcome to too. I would rather say that God does stand back while people face their eternity in hell. I believe we have scripture to prove that. But on the other hand, if we know our Father, if we know His Word, if we accept what Jesus Christ has done, and we believe, and we see us as we are, and if we see us as God sees us, and if we see God the way He is, we have nothing to fear. And there can be a joy that's set before us, that's beyond the grave. So, the encouragement that I would have for this morning, let us look ahead of us. Let us look beyond the grave. Let us go on for the Lord no matter what. Let us go on at all costs. And let us experience the joy that's set before us no matter what. No matter what comes, let us become strong in the Lord. Let us walk and talk with Him. Let us get to know Him and experience Him. I believe that's it. Wishing you all a great day in the Lord as we all get closer to Him. Amen.